The views from this position are very wide, encompassing the Xavier Valley and the towns of Xavier and Savo and the mountain chain which forms a ridge between the upper Camonica Valley and the Scalve Valley. Above Xavier Town, on the slopes leading to the Regina Plateau, you will see signs of the May pastures which were used for spring cattle grazing before the animals were taken up to the high-altitude meadows. The increasing abandonment of these, with the hay no longer being cut, is leading to rapid encroachment of the forests and reduced biodiversity and the loss of the historical characteristics of the alpine landscape. While you stop to admire this panoramic point, listen to what Giuseppe Variati, a Milanese sergeant in the Val Varaita battalion, had to say about it in March 1918. In the last week of March we set off on our march. Having left the peaceful town of Breno behind us, at dawn we were at Isola di Xavier at the beginning of the Arno Valley where we came across snow. After an hour and /8217 march along a steep zigzagging mule track we reached the Arno crossing at an altitude of over 2,000 meters where there was easily over 1 meter of snow. The road was excellent, however, and used on a daily basis by battalion carts and mule columns. This was the supply road for the 7 Alpine group which we were part of. 5 hours later, still climbing, we reached Campelio Pass, the command headquarters. Large clearings almost entirely free of snow enabled us to put our tents up because this is where we were to spend the night before climbing up to our new positions.